Now it's time for the business news from Adam Maguire.
Thanks, Rachel. Tesla has cut prices in a number of major markets, including European countries and China, as it tries to tackle falling sales and stiffer competition from rivals. The news comes a week after it was revealed that the electric car company was cutting 10% of its global workforce, and it comes ahead of quarterly results this evening, which markets expect will be its worst in 7 years. Susanna Streeter is Head of Money and Markets at Hargreaves Lansdown. She joins me on the line now. Susanna, how much should we read into this latest price cut by Tesla?
Well, it really does show that the price of war is intensifying, particularly actually in China. Now, these cuts were first unveiled in the United States late on Friday. Then Tesla went on to cut prices right around the globe, including, of course, in China, an absolutely crucial market for Tesla, and Germany. So what Tesla is facing is falling sales. Competition has ramped up, particularly from Chinese rivals like BYD, Li Auto and Aito. Now, these companies are flooding the market. In China, for example, they're expecting to deliver 2.3 million units this year, but state planners only estimate that 2.1 vehicles will be needed to meet demand. So as more and more cheaper electric vehicles flood the Chinese market in particular, and also other markets around the world, Tesla is having to cut prices to compete. So the cuts reduce the starting price for a Model Y, the more compact car, to $42,000, or just nudging actually $43,000, so $42,990. But it does not bode well, as you say, Adam, for the results this evening. It's a big tech reveal this week. Tesla going first, and there's expectations that the results won't be pretty.
Yeah, I say markets expecting the worst in 7 years. Anything in particular that we should be looking out for this evening?
Well, certainly, what is one interesting point, which could be a little bit of a bright spark for Tesla, is the fact that it's cut the sales of its self-driving software. Now, on its own, that looks like part of the issue that's trying to cut prices to compete. But here we're expecting the unveiling of its robo-taxi. And if anything about that is mentioned, I think there'll be a lot of interest, because there is an expectation that this robo-taxi will be released later in the summer. And any more details about this, which could be a game changer for Tesla, including this self-drive software, if the price is cut and demand ramps up, actually that does offer potential revenue streams to increase quite markedly in the future.
Something Reuters reported, that the move towards robo-taxis, although they're dropping plans apparently for their low-cost car plan. But one of the other things shareholders are facing down is being asked to reinstate Elon Musk's $56 billion pay packet. Given what's going on at the company, giving the falling share price, do you think that's likely to happen?
I think there is going to be quite a lot of resistance, because, of course, that pay package was put forward on the basis of a much, much higher share price. And Tesla's shares really have not been doing well this year, falling pretty dramatically. So Tesla is now really the laggard in the so-called Magnificent Seven pack, because of the performance of the shares, because of the performance of the company, the fact that deliveries in the first quarter did not meet expectations. So I do expect continued resistance there.
Far away from Tesla, and very briefly, yesterday the FTSE 100 hit a new all-time high. What fueled that performance?
Well, certainly, London's FTSE 100 has finally seemed to regain its mojo and swept past this record closing high that was set back in February last year. So it's had a surge of power in a relief rally as those heightened geopolitical tensions eased off a bit, but also investors are assessing the brighter prospects for the UK economy with interest rates cuts spied on the horizon. Mm-hmm. But it's also the weaker pound in relation to the dollar, because in the US, interest rates are set to linger. High interest rates are set to linger for longer, whereas cuts are expected earlier in the UK, which has affected the pound and then pushed up the FTSE.
Susanna Streeter, Head of Money and Markets at Hargreaves Lansdown. Thank you very much for that. More business news in the next hour. That's all for now.